I would like to extend also a very warm welcome to you all. Very happy to be here for this weekend. And I'd like to just take a moment to speak a little bit about the primary intention for the time that we have. And as Gary alluded to, the theme and the topic for the weekend is anger, conflict, forgiveness and reconciliation. And it's, in a way, you could say, quite a large topic for a weekend. And I'm imagining there could be a lot of different reasons why one would be interested in any one of those four words or themes, experiences, or certainly all of them. For myself, I'm aware of there being a lot of teaching and wisdom within the classical Buddhist framework in the territory of these of topics, and also a way in which we tend to sometimes take them on that isn't necessarily always helpful. So the simple framework is, yes, and you probably could tell me this as well as I, that, you know, anger and conflict aren't great, and reconciliation and forgiveness looks pretty good, so let's do it. And you've probably heard that message in different forms and ways, whether through spiritual or sort of, you know, social moral frameworks. And yet the reality for most of us, I think, is a much more nuanced experience than just simply, oh, this isn't so wholesome or this causes suffering, so let's stop. And that's really where my interest in the topic comes from. So what's our real experience in the territory? What's useful for us, and how can the Buddha's teachings be applied to the territory in such a way as generally supports us to live with more freedom, with more well-being in ourselves and in our world? Now, before saying too much, what I realised I wanted to do, and this was not what I had in mind when I arrived, but it's a very particular environment here. And I just want to name that. For some of you, it might be quite comfortable. And for others of you, it might be a little strange or unusual to be in what is a shrine room of a Tibetan, effectively, come on in, Jeff. A shrine room of a Tibetan community. And so it's a place in which there's a lot of imagery, and it has certain potency that may be both supportive or attractive, or it might be a little sort of unusual. And however it is that it lands for you, it's important that we feel comfortable here together. Because to explore the territory that's kind of here may not always be comfortable, may not always be easy, may be territory in which there are things that are a little scary or threatening, or just we might not feel we too easily want to kind of show too much of, either to ourselves or to anyone else, of our inner experience. So what I'd like to invite you to do to begin with, and this is actually in line with my sort of vision of what's needed here, which I'll speak about more, but in terms of just here, I'd like to invite everyone to get up and just take a moment to walk around the space. And I'll just say a couple of things. First of all, there's a lot of images, and just to take notice of what your response to them are. There's no right or wrong response here. It's not something that's good or bad. Just take a moment. So you might even just be having an experience as I say it, and you look around. You know, bright colours, interesting, okay. Images, yeah, and actually quite large ones, you know. We might have found some ease with a small Buddha statue, or we might even have one in our garden, and yet actually, if we start to look, you know, this is designed to have a particular effect on the human heart and mind. Now the effect it has for you may or may not be that which was intended. And that's really fine. For me, actually, I really quite love this image. I've spent time in Asia with Tibetans and in Tibetan monasteries and temples, and this takes me back to a time long ago when my life was a lot more simple. I don't know if you can hear me when I'm facing this way. Can you still hear me? Okay. But for you, I don't know. But I'd just like to invite you to stand up and walk around a little bit and just get a sense of what it's like to be in this space. And also be aware of the people that you're in this space with and yourself. So just take a moment to notice what it's like to be in this space. You don't have to explore it all. You might just like to look around, but not from the kind of passive sitting cross-legged position. So if you want to stay sitting, you can. If you want to get up a little closer, please be respectful. And right, there are various offerings at the front. These are offerings of food and nectar. I'm not an expert on the Tibetan tradition, but these are offerings to the Buddha and to, in fact, our own Buddha nature, we could say. When you've taken a few moments, and without having to rush, you can find your way back to where you were seated. But having a sense of what it's like to be here. So just continue with that. This is a very sacred place for the people who have established it here, and to have a sense of being respectful to that, and yet also to really be respectful to ourselves, and that we don't in a way have to make too much of it if that's not our truth. And part of why that felt important for me is that, and why I named that, and just kind of to follow that thread a little bit for you, is that what we'll be doing over this weekend will include an invitation to be quite real with the truth of what happens for us in our hearts and our minds and our bodies. And so it's important that we don't begin in any way by thinking I'm supposed to be having a particular experience, like liking it or thinking it's really great, or if we really love it, thinking somehow that's not okay either. That's with relationship to everything, but specifically in this space here, that feels important. So, I'd like to just begin with a little meditation then, and I'll give a little instruction for that. It won't be a long period of meditation, but just maybe 15 or 20 minutes. And so this exploration really is in, this weekend will be in the context of a framework which for most of you I'm imagining is quite familiar in terms of insight meditation and Dharma teachings. But I'm just interested, and it's really fine if it's the case, if there's anyone for whom the practice of meditation or encounter with Buddhist teaching is completely something new, and this is a kind of a first time you're here sort of thing. Is that the case for anyone? Yeah, okay. Okay. Good, well, great for coming along, and well done. So just taking a moment to just check in with ourselves as we sit here, just to notice how you are, what it's like to have arrived here. You've maybe some wondering about what it's going to be like, you know, maybe a sense of great, looking forward to it, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? Or anything in between, all of the above. But wherever we find ourselves, it's going to be supportive to make conscious contact with our immediate experience. And so, taking a moment to settle your body on the seat or the cushion that you're on. Have a sense of connection with the ground, the earth beneath you, the way your body rests on, presses into the cushion or the seat of the chair. Feet or knees are on the ground, earthed. A sense of ground and stability coming from that contact with the earth. Can I just check the volume? Can you hear all right? Everyone? Yeah, good. No? A little louder? Okay, if you can't hear, just wave and I'll hopefully notice. And I'll take it as a sign to turn the volume up. Is that better? Just having made contact with that sense of ground, of earth, firmness and support beneath us. Just taking a moment to establish an uprightness of body, a sense of the way the torso rises up from the ground, extends into the sky, we could say. It's helpful if the pelvis isn't tipping backwards, so that it's upright, or possibly just ever so slightly tilting forward, so that the natural gentle curve in the lower back is supported. And for that it's usually helpful that the knees are not higher than the pelvis, so the legs support the pelvis to not tip backwards. And with that gentle curve in the lower back, the upper body can rest upon the support of the spine and the pelvis. And we can invite a sense of relaxation, of opening, of softening. Just allowing this body to be here just as it is. Allowing yourself to be here, just as you are. And making contact with what that's like for you right now. So the face, jaw, eyes, lips, just becoming aware if there's any tension in the head region, and softening or allowing it to soften so far as it can without forcing, just by being aware of it. Allowing the neck and shoulders to soften, to drop. So the chest is open, the belly soft, and the breath can flow naturally, easily in your body, just however it does. And allowing that simple experience of body sitting here, breathing, to become a place in which your attention can rest, can gather, can collect. Allowing space for what you might encounter that may be something else. Maybe feelings or thoughts arise, experiences of sound or sensation in the body. Not making problems or difficulties out of these experiences, but just allowing them to be there. Yet having this intention to gather and collect. To focus this remarkable capacity of mind, to be attentive, mindful, and present right here, just as you are. So whatever happens is okay. We may feel bright, we may feel tired. It's okay. And feeling the actual sensations, the direct experience in the body, of what it is that you notice, that lets you know your body is breathing in, lets you know your body is breathing out. And if you find at some point you've become drawn into thinking about experiences of past or future, or even thinking about what's happening right here, whether you notice that process or whether you find yourself lost in that process, just allowing your attention to return to your body, sitting here breathing. Not making a problem out of anything that happens, and yet having this intention to connect, to be mindful and present, moment by moment, with just what's happening right here. This body sitting here, breathing in, breathing out. And this attending mindfully to what's happening. If you find you've become a little lost, just beginning again, right here, right now. Just reconnecting. The simple experience of this body sitting here, breathing in, breathing out, just as it is. And being mindful of that experience, just as you are.